Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning or good afternoon. This is Ron of FreeWillFilmworks.com, being joined by Saeed of America in Focus on this live broadcast of January 23rd, 2022. We're going to be talking primarily about the election, upcoming midterm election this year, and then the gigantic battle for the White House in 2024. And Saeed, why don't you open up and just tell everyone what the plan is by the Democrats for 2024, who they plan on running?
Well, it's obvious that being everything, especially with what they've done now with further lockdowns, they're prepping basically Hillary to come back. The thing is, Hillary is already in power technically. I mean, she is the de facto power behind Biden. But as president of the United States, that's exactly what they're going to intend to do. They're going to have her run in the next election, take over Biden's place so she can win the primaries, and basically lock down the country either before that or during the midterms, just so they can have everybody either mail in their ballots or do their ballots online. That way she can basically steal the election. Even if she runs against Trump or any other Republican, she'll be able to steal the election because this whole fake COVID hoax, they're going to create another variant of COVID. Like they already done that already, but they're going to do another one just so they can lock down the country with this joke virus that truly does not exist.
Yeah, well, here's the thing is, like you said, Hillary is the de facto president of the United States Corporation.
Right.
But what very few people, the general public, understands is that she has been the de facto president of the United States Corporation Board since January 20, 1993, she has been the president, except during the Baby Bushka years. When Bill illegally entered the White House along with the witch from hell, the election was stolen. He beat Daddy Bush because Hillary was better at stealing elections even back then than the Bush crime family was. And the Bush crime family was involved in stealing elections. Baby Bush lost both of his elections, but
right,
he stole them, just like the witch from hell stole the 2020 election from President Trump. But she was a de facto president during the Bill Sickle Willie years. Then she was out of power during the Baby Bushka years. But when the illegal alien from Kenya in Indonesia was put in the White House instead of Clinton, the witch from hell, she still was running the country. The insiders know that. They know that the illegal alien from Kenya and Indonesia had nothing to do with the government, with the corporation, U.S. corporation. He was a figurehead just like China Joe Biden is. But there was infighting amongst the ruling scum of the planet as to who should be the president of the United States corporate board. And the Rothschild crime family apparently didn't want the witch from hell to be the board, president of the board. And they dug up the illegal alien from Kenya and Indonesia and ran him. And they cheated at the election better than the witch from hell did during the primaries in 2008. And it was a battle royale between the ruling scum of the planet. The Rothschild crime family won with their illegal alien taking the election, stealing it in the primaries. Now, when President Trump came in and defeated the witch from hell in 2016, she paid the companies that run the voting machines in 10 states. She paid them, I don't know the exact figure, but it was several hundred million of Federal Reserve notes to rig the election. Well, the way they do it with the voting machines is they put in an algorithm. Every 20th vote for President Trump would be switched to the witch from hell. So that's 5% taken away from President Trump and given to the witch. That gave her an extra 10%. Well, the algorithm could have been stealing 6% or 7% or whatever. We don't know the exact figure. But they made a mistake, and they only stole 5 of the states. 5 of the other states, the algorithm was not high enough to steal the election to switch votes from President Trump to her, and that's why she lost the election. And way they do this, stealing the election through the computers, is they have to know approximately how many votes they need, what percentages. So they take their own private polls. They don't rely on national polls by the news companies and the professional pollsters, et cetera. They do their own poll taking, because all those polls are rigged to favor the Democrat. But their own polls were inaccurate. The reason why is the people they called who said they were not going to vote for Trump, they were going to vote for the witch from hell, were lying to them. And the liberal media even admitted going on. And there was no way for them to calculate how many people were lying. That's why Clinton lost the 2016 election. Now, in 2020, the witch from hell and her gang of criminals came up with a better way of stealing the election. They still had the algorithms in the voting machines. They were still switching votes. They were caught red-handed. Mike Lindell of MyPillow company caught them red-handed. It was obvious to everyone that they were switching votes. But they came up with the second stealing the election with the late mail-in ballots. And the way that works is they had millions, I estimate about 10 million extra ballots printed up in China, flown over here, unloaded, given to the demons, and then they just took them to the counting houses in the 7 key states that Clinton stole for her puppet. And they just kept trucking them in. They brought them into a private warehouse, and then the guy who was heading up the counting of the ballots in the key counties, you know, always the Democrat-controlled counties, would call and say, look, we need 100,000 extra ballots. Truck them in. And they would bring them in. And if that wasn't enough, he'd call back and say, I need another 20,000 ballots or 50,000 or whatever. And they just kept doing that until they had enough ballots to give them the election. And they were caught throughout the entire process. They had one guy come forward who drove a semi or an 18-wheeler, I forget which, from New York to Pennsylvania, filled with ballots. And he knew they were ballots because he saw when they opened his truck, when he got to the destination, that they were ballots. And he watched them unload the pallets. And then they told him, okay, get lost. Okay. His testimony was rejected by all the courts where the lawsuits were taken. The media called him a liar. And all the witnesses in the counting houses that came forward and said they were bringing ballots in out of nowhere, and I saw some of the ballots, and they were like they had just been printed, as if no one had ever touched them or filled them out. And these ballots, most of them only had a check mark on the vote for president. The down ballots, the Senate, House, and other things weren't even checked off. People saw it. They saw people putting ballots through the counting machines 10 or more times, the same ballots. You know, you throw a batch of 50 ballots into the counting machine, you take them out and throw them back in. All of this was documented. Mike Lindell documented it. It's 100% guaranteed fact. The election was stolen. The media goons know the election was stolen. The Republicans know it. The Democrats know it. But they got away with it because the witch from hell controls both the Republican and Democrat parties, has absolutely control over them. She controls all the courts, the Supreme Court, the Supreme Courts of the states. And so when they went to these lawsuits, went to the Supreme Court, they turned it down. The state, the superior courts turned them down, said President Trump had no standing, which was a lie. He had tons and tons of standing. She controls all the courts in the country, both parties. And you'll say, well, if she controls both parties, why couldn't she stop Trump in the primaries? She tried to, but she couldn't. Trump was too powerful. She stole, in 2016, she stole the Democrat primaries from Bernie Sanders, who won it outright. The media knows it. The politicians know he won it, but she stole it outright. They don't care because she is running the country for the Rockefeller crime family. And she's going to continue to run it until the day she dies. Now, the rumor is from Alex Jones is that they're going to have a false flag event prior to this year's election, blame it on Trump supporters, and either cancel the election, or if they go ahead with the election, it'll give them the cover to steal the election and grab total control of the Senate and the House. And once they do that, it's over. If they can blame the false flag on Trump supporters, America is dead. The witch from hell will be in control. She'll have absolute 100% control. She'll declare martial law. She probably will have Harris removed from office on some kind of scandal. Biden will choose her as a new VP, and then Biden will voluntarily step down because of senility, and she will become the president of the United States Corporation, and there will be no 2024 election. She'll ban all elections from then on, or if there is an election, the Republican Party will not be in existence. It will be disbanded because the false flag will be blamed on Trump and his supporters and the Republican Party. And you have to realize Clinton's puppets in the Biden regime have already stated, all Republicans, not some, all Republicans are enemies of the state and are classified by Homeland Security, the FBI, and the CIA as domestic terrorists. They have publicly stated this. Just type it into any search engine. They have already said that all Republicans, politicians, and voters are domestic terrorists. Period. You want to jump in, Saeed?
Yeah, and I was going to mention, yeah, about the court system, obviously controlled by them. You know, even Rudolph Giuliani and many of the lawyers involved with the Trump campaign, you know, they had overwhelming evidence, absolute incontrovertible evidence of election tampering. You know, the fact that, you know, during the in the county rooms, they would not allow at all, like in many of the major cities, they would not allow any Trumpnel to witness the county, which is incidentally illegal. In any election, both sides have a right to observe the election county to make sure there are no irregularities. That was going on all over the place. I think it was in Pittsburgh and some other cities. Literally, Trump... overseers were forbidden to even come into the Wolk County centers, polling centers, whereas Biden and Harris teams were all over the place. So obviously, you know, there was incontrovertible evidence to prove what was going on. And with Kamala Harris, it's interesting. You mentioned that they'll probably get, I mean, they will obviously get rid of her, Ron, but you know what I'm thinking they might do, and it seems a little far-fetched, but it's not really far-fetched. They may, like, you know, when it came to Obama, when he was president of the United States, obviously he was not a naturalized American citizen. He was not born in the United States. So that pretty much disqualified him from being president of the United States, because by law, you not only have to be a U.S. citizen to be president of the United States, you have to actually be born in the United States, which he wasn't. And when many conservative writers like Jerome Corsi and others were writing books, discounting Obama's claim to U.S. birth and what have you, You know, the Democrats, the liberal media, they completely shrugged it off, saying, oh, no, it's not true. It's not true. It's all, a conspiracy theory. That's what they like to call anything that's actually a fact, a conspiracy, just to shrug it off and make it seem like some sort of lunatic idea that conservatives are putting forward. But what I think they might do with Kamala Harris, you know, just so they can get rid of her, they might actually, in the media that they control, they may put out stories that, oh, no, she's not really born in the United States at all. She was probably born in India or some other place. Because I from, you know, Kamala Harris is half Indian. So they may even bring that up just to get rid of her.
Possible. We'll have to wait until the midterm. But if there is a false flag, they blame it on Trump supporters, it will give them perfect cover to steal the election with the late mail-in ballots. And like you said, in 20, they didn't allow Republican observers to be in the counting houses in the 7 states that they stole.
Right.
And what they did in, I think all of them, or most of them, is because of the virus hoax, they told the observers you could not stand near the counters, the people counting the votes. And you literally, if you're going to observe and catch any criminal activity, you have to be literally within a couple feet of them watching as they're counting the votes. And they said, oh, you have to stand back 6 feet. Then it was 10 feet. And in some of the houses, counting houses, they told the observers, oh, you have to stand 100 feet away. Binoculars. They wouldn't even allow them to have binoculars. This is how ludicrous and absurd it was and how obvious that the election was being stolen. And in some of the counting houses, they put up cardboard in the windows so the people standing outside looking in couldn't see anything. And those jackass demons claimed that the 20 election was the most secure, fair election in the history of the country with all of the anomalies that went on, with the millions of extra votes, ballots, mail-in ballots, all the testimony, the jackass who was, I forget his name, who testified before the demons, said, yeah, it's the most secure election in the history of the country. It was secure, all right. They secured the steal of the election. When he was saying it was the most secure election, he was actually telling the truth. He just didn't say it was the most secured stolen election in the history of the country. And Biden, before the election, actually said, this is on tape, you can go on the internet, you can look it up through a search engine. He actually said, we have the most elaborate, well-planned steal of the election. Do you remember that, Saeed?
Yeah, I remember.
Seeing that?
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
People say, well, he's senile. Everyone knows he's senile. He doesn't know what he's talking about. And it was a slip of the tongue. And the liberal media just ignored it. But what would go on is Biden actually was in some of the meetings where they were plotting on how to steal the election. And so he was hearing some of this stuff. So he literally was telling the truth about what he heard. Because while they were planning to steal the election, going through all the steps that they would have to take, all the different crimes they would have to commit, they kept saying, man, this is going to be the best election ever. We're going to steal this thing. It's going to be unbelievable. And he kept hearing this, hearing the Clinton people bragging on how they had come up with a foolproof way of stealing an election, that it just got into his brain. Yeah, this is a foolproof way of stealing an election. And he actually said that publicly. I mean, I could walk into any court in America and present just a fraction of the evidence of the stolen election to 12 ultra-left-wing, commie, liberal Democrats on the jury would say the election was stolen. Now, you say, well, that's ridiculous. They just lie. Ah, here's the trick. They would have to take a polygraph and say the election was stolen. And when they did that, the polygraph would show that they lied and they knew the election was stolen and they lied in their vote that it was not. That is one way of proving the election was stolen. Now, the Democrats will never allow that to happen because they know the election was stolen. But if somehow the Republicans could convince the Democrats to allow them to present the evidence to a jury of their choosing, they could put Cortez on, they could put Pocahontas on, they could put anyone on the jury that they wanted. But they'd have to take the polygraph. It would easily be shown that the election was stolen. Obviously, they will not do that because it'll prove the election was stolen. But what the Republicans need to do is make that challenge to the Democrats and say, we challenge any court in this country or in the seven states where it was stolen to allow us to present the evidence to a jury of liberal, ultra-left-wing, commie demons of their own choosing, and bingo, it's over. But the Republicans are too stupid. Trump is too stupid. Even Alex Jones is too stupid to talk about this, and there's no way I can get through to him. You can't. He's totally locked in. No one can get through to him, even in the call-ins. It's impossible to get through. So it's not going to happen. And most likely they will steal the election this year and then in 24, if there even is an election. You want to jump in, Saeed?
Yeah, you're right about the even the issue about whether there's going to be an election or not, because they, with this COVID situation, it's gotten so bad now. I know this is especially the case here in the Chicago area in Illinois, because of our lunatic politics, especially our governor here in the state of Illinois. They have actually mandated the vaccination cards. Now, in other states, it's not necessary. Like I know in Indiana, which is right next to Illinois, you don't need a vaccination card to go into a restaurant or sit down anywhere. In fact, you don't even need a mask. When I was in Indiana last time, I went to one area. You didn't even need a mask. Forget vaccination cards. Now it's become all vaccination. Eventually, they're going to do it. Try to do it in every implement in every state the vaccination cards. So with that, you're right. They may not even be an election, because the way they've made this coronavirus into this fake phony virus into a reality in the minds of the people. I mean, literally, it's going to be like you have to have a vaccination card. So you're right. They could probably get rid of the election, 100%, out the door, so they can basically, declare their martial law and sequester everybody in their home and basically, take total, although they already control the country, but take total control of the United States.
They definitely, the Democrats definitely want to get total control. They want a majority in the Senate and the House. They want to stack the court and get a majority there. And if they can steal this midterm election, they will be able to do that.
Yeah, I was meaning to ask you, Ron, in Arizona, have they instituted the vaccination card yet or no?
No. No, this state is still, even though it went for the demons in the election for the president and the Senate, stolen, obviously, they proved that beyond a shadow of a doubt. Everyone here knows it. Even though the governor is a Republican, but he's a liberal Republican, but he isn't an ultra liberal Republican. And he went along with all the COVID hoax mandates at first, but he's done away with all of it. But what they've been doing in Europe, most people here in America don't know, but every major city in Europe has had non-stop demonstrations, literally hours a day, but during daylight hours, every day for several months now, demonstrations against the vaccine mandates, against wearing masks, against having to get the shots, the boosters. And the ruling scum don't know how long they can hold on to their power with these mandates. And Boris Johnson of England, just last week, said that I think starting this week or the next week, dropping all mandates, to get the killer vaccine, all mandates of people being locked down, all mandates of wearing masks. So the people getting out in the streets and demonstrating is causing these liberal scum bastards to back down. But some countries like Canada, Australia, New Zealand, Austria, Germany, they're not backing down yet. I don't know about France, Spain, and some of the other European countries. But if the demons here in America don't start dropping the mandates, we may see a lot of protests around the country, and it'll be interesting to see whether they just continue with the mandates or if they start dropping them. Now, in Chicago, with that witch, a mayor,
right,
even she came out recently, I don't know if you saw this, and said they need to open the schools back up and send the children back to school. Did you hear about this?
Yeah, I'm familiar with that because it's gotten ridiculous. I mean, you know, having to shut down everything, including the school system. That's why a lot of people get an education.
Well, and the other thing is some of these liberals have actually, I don't think they've woken up. They've always known that the whole thing was a hoax, but they've finally gone against Soros and Gates and the Clintons and saying enough is enough. Is they're saying the lockdowns are affecting the children more than anyone else, and you're seeing massive spike in child suicides, children going to psychiatrists, having to be treated for mental disorders. All sorts of problems with children. It's the lockdowns are just destroying the lives of most children in America.
So that definitely is the case. I mean, it's just you know, sequestering everybody, especially young people, is causing a lot of problems, and even the elderly too. You know, they're not even allowed to go out and everything, and this is causing them a lot of serious problems as well.
Yeah, let me remind everyone, go to band.video. That's Alex Jones' YouTube channel, his own private YouTube channel. B-A-N-N-E-D .video, band.video, and you will see videos of doctors explaining that the vaccines are deadly, they're designed to kill people. You'll see all sorts of videos about the lockdowns, the masks, etc., about just politics in general. And if you want to get educated, up to speed on what's really going on, band.video is the place to go. YouTube is just censoring way too many videos. So it's basically a waste of time going to YouTube. But it doesn't look good for the midterm election. You know, if we had fair elections in this country, and we have not had fair elections in this country ever, a lot of people don't know that. But elections from the very beginning were rigged. Andrew Jackson had the 1828 election stolen from him by that jackass John Quincy Adams, and the banksters. It was a gigantic scandal, but he came back in 32 and beat him. But elections in America have always been rigged by both parties, and in the beginning by the Whig Party. And it's just something that people don't understand in this country. Elections throughout history in all countries around the world are rigged. That's just the way it is. Not just communist countries in the old Soviet Union or in current Red China or in the other old communist countries, Czechoslovakia, Yugoslavia, et cetera. They're rigged everywhere. So throughout Europe, elections are rigged. If you had fair elections in every country in the world, every government in the world would be a conservative government. This is
what people don't understand.
Go ahead, Freddie.
And actually,
jump in.
And on that point, not too long ago, actually, it was in, a couple of years ago, Emmanuel Macron, the liberal elitist prime minister of France, he stole the election from Marine Le Pen. And Marine Le Pen had a popular vote in France because she was against mass immigration into France. She was opposed to French membership in the European Union. She wanted to get France out through a Frexit, like similar to the Brexit in England. And she was very much anti-New World Order in regards to what the New World Order policies that were being enacted on France. And it's a fact. Emmanuel Macron won the election against Marine Le Pen by crook, big hook and crook, because Marine Le Pen actually did win the popular vote in France. And there were many, you know, criticisms about the way the election was handled. Even before Macron, that other idiot, what was his name, Sarkozy, he stole the election in France, too. And it's obvious because they don't want, your, like you said, Ron, they don't want conservative, populist, nationalists assuming power in the European countries. I would probably say the only exception to the election tampering that goes on in just about every country in the world would probably be, I would guess, Hungary. Where Viktor Orban is in power, because Viktor Orban is a big nationalist, and he was the one who actually closed Hungary's borders to the whole great replacement that's being engineered by the New World Order. When they started the war in Syria, they had all the immigrants to flood all over Europe because they want to basically replace the native populations. The one country that they were not really able to do that so much so is in Hungary. So I would say that Hungary, probably of every country in the world where you're right, they do steal elections, including the so-called Western democracies, Hungary probably has the fairest elections thus far.
Yeah, I was just going to bring that up. Tucker Carlson went over to Hungary and interviewed the president. And everyone in Europe, all the, you know, puppet leaders, hate him and want to get rid of him because he's enacting true conservative policies. The main one is shutting down the border. And that's just upsetting Soros, the Clintons, Gates, and all the criminals around the world. It's because they want Europe to be destroyed. They want America to be destroyed. The economies, but the culture, they want it totally destroyed and turned in to a a communist dictatorship, and the way they're going to do that is by bringing in all these illegal aliens from the Middle East, from Asia, and from Africa, just flood the European countries in America, and let these people who can easily be controlled, just take over. And the president in Hungary is standing against this. He's standing against the New World Order nutcases. That's why I don't know if he's going to last very long. They're probably going to assassinate him as soon as they can. But if you're interested in knowing what's really going on in the world, Tucker Carlson, it's a show on Fox, and Alex Jones, Band.video is the place to go. That's where you're going to get the real inside scoop on what's going on. Some of the other Fox shows are good too, but Tucker's the best on Fox. Saeed?
Yeah, so I just wanted to, you know, let tell everybody, you know, don't fall prey to this whole COVID hoax. Me and Ron have been telling everybody that, you know, it's obvious that it's a hoax designed to sequester the population of the world, to make us beholden to the whole Big Brother New World Order system. Just like in the Book of Revelations with the mark of the beast, this is just all these vaccination cards. It's all leading up to the eventual agenda of the New World Order to get everybody not just a vaccination card, but even get a microchip implanted with them that they cannot, without which they cannot buy or sell or do anything. So it's all a part of their plan. So don't believe all their hype, and definitely go to Free World Filmworks if you want some great, you know, documentaries that were done in the past by Anthony J. Hilder, a good friend of ours who passed away a number of years ago, exposing 9/11, the New World Order, et cetera.
Yeah, and like I said, go to band.video and Alex Jones and watch Tucker Carlson to keep updated on what's going on. And what you can also do is write, email, text your senators, Republicans I'm talking about, not Democrats. Contacting them is a waste of time. But Republican congressmen, senators, and just ask them if they have a plan to keep the Democrats from stealing the 2022 election and the 2024. Just say, do you have any plan on keeping the Democrats from stealing the next two elections? And say, I would like an answer, a response. And if we can get thousands of people around the country to do that, we may actually get them to actually do something to stop the steal. But you've got to get out there. You've got to contact them, and not just your own state representatives, but contact as many Republican senators and congressmen as you want to around the country. Fighting, as we always say here, keep fighting and never raise the white flag. This is Ron of FreeWillFilmworks.com and Saeed of America in Focus saying goodbye.